to another episode of Boiled Down Brevard. I am your host, Jessica Saggio, and I am here with the lovely, the wonderful, the Rob Landers.
Keep gushing. It's all good. It's all good. Hi, everybody.
Sorry we're coming to you at the end of the week. Had a little hiccup this week, but we're good. We're back on track. So here we are. Just a little day late. No big deal, right?
Yeah. So if you're following us in the iTunes or Google Play stores or on the Stitcher Radio or Podomatic apps, thank you, first of all. But you did not miss an episode. We are, yes, actually a day late this week. But, you know, sometimes things happen.
Things happen.
But please, if you are not yet subscribed or following, please do so. And you can follow Jessica on Twitter at Jessica J. Saggio. That's JessicaJSaggio. You can also follow her on Snapchat at Jujuju. That's JUHJUHJUH. Or you can follow me on Instagram or Twitter at ByRobLanders. That's at BYROBLANDERS. And so, without any further ado...
Yay!
There's new jobs coming to Brevard County. So, an abandoned Circuit City building on Merritt Island is soon going to get a breath of new life as a call center takes over the facility on State Road 520. Call Direct Partners is taking over the space where all the cool kids used to go to blow their allowance on, like, Dr. Dre, TLC, Backstreet Boy CDs.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Aww. You just made me sad because, you know, left eye.
Left eye. Womp womp.
Circuit City shut down all of its stores in 2009, forever stealing from us the joy of watching their fantastic commercials. But alas, to be honest, Call Direct Partners isn't new to Merritt Island. It has been in a building on Courtney Parkway, but the company is only 3 years old and is growing. And you know what that means, more jobs. The company has plans to hire more than 300 people in the near future, so if you might be interested in taking calls for DirecTV subscriptions, this may be the gig for you. The owner of the company does seem pretty cool. She wants to add a childcare facility for employees, and the job pay starts at $9.50 an hour with plenty of upward movement and opportunities for commission available.
Yay! I'm sure they'll call my house and pronounce my name wrong, so I'm just kidding.
You know.
Call centers.
Well, you know, it's kind of nice that it's a call center that's not being outsourced to India.
Yeah, no, I totally appreciate it. I think it's awesome. I'm so glad someone's taking over an empty building. Yay for that. Less blight in Merritt Island. That's great. And it's a great building. I mean, it's a big, huge building right there on 520. It's a great location.
Absolutely. That, you know, when you get a call from, you know, when you call into this place and you reach Steve, his name actually might be Steve rather than Steve, wink, wink.
True. Okay, so we've been talking about all the bank robberies the last, you know, week or two. So remember that really dumb one up in Titusville? The guy who walked into the TD Bank.
Wearing the Gators cap.
Go Gators. Go Gators cap. Demanded money. Walked out with money. And then accidentally left it behind in a sock. Well, they didn't catch him, right, at first. But... No, they caught him. They arrested him. He was arrested on charges of grand theft and robbery, of course. Duh. And just a little side note, I looked him up on Facebook to see if he actually went to UF because I wanted to know, like, if this was truly a Florida Gator, like, University of Florida graduate. No. No signs. No signs of a college degree.
Like the meme, I wear a UCF shirt because I went to UCF. You wear a UF shirt because you went to Walmart.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So clearly someone's been shopping at the local Walmart for his clothing that he uses to rob banks. So anyway, he was...
Allegedly
robbing banks, even though he allegedly was caught right on video.
Allegedly. Right there. You know, I know all my Harry Potter fans out there are really upset because, you know, that sock could have been used to free a house elf.
But really, who carries a sock? You suppose he was wearing the sock and then took the sock off and put the money in the sock? Or did he bring a sock along premeditated to put the money in the sock?
Maybe he had butter in the sock. Maybe it's like iCarly.
I don't even know that reference.
You don't know iCarly?
No.
Oh, not with the like Pear phone? Oh, come on. My kid knows iCarly.
I was going to say, you have a
butter
kid.
Sock. Put a frozen stick of butter in the bottom of the sock and you whack people with it. Butter sock.
Oh, wow. That sounds painful.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
See, so maybe he did have a weapon.
Maybe, yeah, maybe we should read. No, just kidding.
Maybe he did. Oh, Jessica, have you been deprived of meat?
I did not see that coming. I did not see that coming.
You have one giant option. That's what she said. To fill that void. Barbecue and Blues is happening this weekend in Cocoa Village. Bring on the meat sweats. The annual festival features all the meat your little heart can dream up, slathered in sauces sure to give every vegan in this country night terrors for days. But for those who aren't so into the carnivore thing, there's going to be plenty of entertainment, including live music and a toga bar crawl. That sounds fun. I just had an odd flashback to college for a second there. Not really.
Really? You never went to a toga party in college?
No. Well, there was one at the Sigma Chi house. My friend Jim Campbell would probably remember that. He's a Bay West Community Church now.
That's a stark contrast.
Isn't it, though? Yeah. There's also a huge barbecue competition, too. Actually, that's kind of the whole point. A bunch of teams will be competing for the state championship honor from the Florida Barbecue Association, because there is an association devoted to barbecue in Florida.
Of course there is.
That is a real thing. So the event is taking place today. It starts at 4:30. Hopefully we'll have the podcast up by then. And we'll go until midnight tonight. And then it starts again tomorrow morning. That's Saturday at 10 a.m. And we'll go until 6 p.m. That's at Riverfront Park in Cocoa Village. Admission is free. Free is good.
Boom. Free is great.
But is the meat free?
No.
I don't think so. No. So you can get into the festival for free so you can smell all the barbecue. But if you smell something that you really, really gotta have, then you're gonna have to shell out some cash.
Yeah, you're
for
gonna
it.
Have to pay for everything individually in there. But the music, you know, you can listen to the music.
Well, go get your fill of meat.
And go get your fill of meat. So many stories about meat this week.
That was
my second story about meat this week. The other guy who won like the regional championship grilling contest for Longhorn. P.S. Shout out to you, bro. Good job. He knows how to handle his meat.
Yeah.
Sorry, come on, I've been waiting to say that for a week. Okay, so on a kind of a downer note, let's take this down. Let's take this down like eight knots.
It's more than
notches.
Eight. This is a really sad story.
This is a really sad story. Okay, so there was a big crash up in Titusville, kind of near the Garden Street exit, and we've all probably heard about this crash at this point. It was a pretty terrible crash. The mother of the four girls, who was also the driver, who was celebrating her birthday at the beach that day, lost four of her five children in this one crash. It was just a disaster, okay? So terrible, terrible story out of Titusville. The mom's from Leesburg. Our reporter JD Gallup actually spoke with her, and she really poured her heart out to him. You really feel for her. Obviously, there's some seatbelt issues here because the car that they were driving in, a Dodge Durango, only fits, I think, like seven, and there's 11 people in the car. So clearly, some of these people, these passengers, were not wearing seatbelts. Regardless, she had a huge loss, but there was a very, very, very thin, tiny silver lining in this story, and that is there was a little miracle. There was a baby in that car, a toddler, and the toddler got flung out of the car. They say the toddler was in a car seat, but we don't really know. The toddler flew over a 30-foot sound barrier wall next to 95, landed in somebody's backyard, and police heard crying and figured out that there was a toddler in that car. Found the toddler, and the toddler's okay. That's a miracle right there. That's crazy. So terrible, terrible story out of Titusville. I think the community is really rallying around this woman and trying to help her out. But, you know, there's that little tiny silver lining, and hopefully we don't ever see anything like this again. Rob?
My heart breaks for this mother. I have a 17-year-old, and I can't imagine losing her. And I have one.
Right.
And she lost four.
Yeah.
Four children in the blink of an eye. And we said we were going to take this down eight notches, like, this is a really heavy story for me. I can't. There are no words,
right,
for the emotion that I have, and the just the feeling of sorrow for this mom in her loss.
Yeah, no, I can't even put myself in her shoes. I don't even have any inkling of what she's feeling right now.
No, and you know what, Jessica? I'm pretty sure that she prays every day that you never do, and that none of us do, because that is, it's just got to be
terrible,
unimaginable. Okay, so this isn't an uplifting story either, but
it's a little bit better.
At least it's not, you know, So
nobody's died yet.
As most of us have heard, Coco's water tower was voted the best in the nation last year. But I guess one of the qualifications wasn't that the water inside actually had to be decent. As it turns out, the water in Coco is tainted, as environment reporter Jim Weimer calls it. Coco's water supply, which is the largest supplier in Brevard County, violated federal drinking water standards. Not cool. And so no need to WebMD this. These disinfection byproducts definitely link to cancer if exposure occurs over decades. So there are byproducts in the water, and Coco was just above the threshold of what is an acceptable amount. The good news is that it can be fixed with a carbon filter, like, you know, one of those Brita things that you
can't,
a carbon filter, or by refrigerating the water in an open container overnight. Also, the city has the situation under control, so don't freak out too much. It's like a nagging problem, but it's what happens when chlorine in the water bonds with organic material already there.
If it makes everybody feel any better, I was talking to Jim Weimer about this, and he's like, other places where they have tested the same thing, they're like way over the federal standard. So Coco was just like a hair over it. And they're not usually over it. They just, this time around, the average just didn't fare in their favor. But so they're on top of it. They're fixing the problem. But, you know, we should be aware.
It's not like it's Flint, Michigan.
Right. We're not that level.
It's not that level. Although, irony, if you look in the Florida Today archives, we actually have photos of Coco water being shipped to the people of Flint,
Michigan. You're right. the irony is killing me.
And I was like, okay, that's kind of ironic. But it's not, we're not talking about that level of catastrophe at all.
No, everyone's going to be okay. And, you know, the worst of it's when you take a shower or a bath, you know, and soak your whole body in it. I mean, so just be wary of that. But like I said, it's not a huge, huge issue. But right. It's a little tainted.
A little tainted love.
Tainted. Okay, so.
Tainted love, whoa. Sometimes I feel I've got to
get away. I've got to. Anyway. We can't sing any more than that, can we?
Nope. Cannot.
I put that in the story.
I saw.
Yeah, I had to. Yeah. I like waited for that day I could put that song in a story.
Nothing like a little soft sell to brighten up your day.
Which, by the way, have you seen that music video? It is weird.
Welcome to the 80s.
It is so weird. Like these stars in the shape of women come down and this guy's like sleeping. It's really creepy.
Yeah, check out the Wild Boys video by Duran Duran.
God, the 80s, everyone was clearly on drugs in the 80s. Mm. So, McDonald's, obviously your favorite place, Rob. But okay, this is crazy. And I don't want to make too much fun of it because I know somebody got hurt. But apparently McDonald's on Wickham Road is serving hot lava because they handed a guy a hot tea, okay, and it spills all over his lap, giving him second and third degree burns. Now, we know it's third degree because the guy actually called in yesterday and talked to some of our reporters and explained his side of this. McDonald's is, of course, investigating the issue, but this guy called in and was like, hey, I didn't spill the tea on me. The bottom of the cup caved in, and it came on him that way. So, yeah, he had to go to the hospital. He's got what he says are third-degree burns, and all from ordering a hot tea early in the morning at McDonald's on Wickham Road. So, yikes. Can we all prove that we should all just stick to coffee and stop being British?
That's well, I was just going to say, who orders tea at hot tea at McDonald's?
Jeff Gallup.
Yes. Really?
He was like, oh, I used to order it there all the time. I'm very careful about where I put it. And I'm like, who orders tea?
At McDonald's.
At McDonald's.
Right? Like, I mean, if I'm going to like the British shop downtown in Melbourne, I might get some tea. But at McDonald's, I'm not getting hot tea at McDonald's.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who drink hot tea instead of coffee. It blows my mind. Like, why? I don't understand you people.
Didn't McDonald's have an issue with, like, the hot coffee? And, like, everybody was like, of course it was hot. You ordered hot coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the fact that he's saying that the cup collapsed is kind of a new twist on the story that I hadn't heard. So,
yeah, that's
I was
what he's
I was thinking his issue was like the lid wasn't on properly or something, and the cup collapsing is that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, that's a big deal. So be careful. I mean, of course, this is what he's saying. So you know, McDonald's has come out and said that or confirmed that.
Right. We cannot neither confirm nor deny the allegations that this man is purporting.
Either way, just don't order freaking tea at McDonald's unless it's sweet tea.
Which
their
is delicious.
Sweet tea is divine. Delicious. So that's approved.
Right. Are they running their 99 cent special right now?
I don't know.
Oh, their sweet tea is delicious. We used to call that glucose when I lived in Mississippi. Because that's what it was. It was like sugar water. It was so good.
It is sugar water. Yeah, it is.
All right, so let's see. Circuit City gets new tenants. Dumb bank robber, alleged bank robber. Meat sweats. McDonald's. Yeah, I think that does it for us this week. So, you can, if you are not done with Jessica yet, you can listen in. Also today to the Florida Today podcast and hear Jessica talk about her story coming this Sunday on One Nation, the One Nation event presented by Harris Corporation. Jessica, you want to fill our listeners in just a bit on what they might hear on the Florida Today podcast today?
Sure, I'll give you a little teaser. So Florida Today is hosting a big old event at Port Canaveral called One Nation, American Innovation, because there's several of these One Nation events across the country, and we have been selected to host one here on specifically innovation and technology. So that's going to be coming up in July. So the podcast will outline what that is, how you can go, and let me just say that there is free beer. So
Brevard County is a good place to host an innovation
Yeah, it's a perfect place.
Like I mean, the only place in the United States where we have actually launched humans into space.
Right.
The home to Harris Corporation and many other technology corporations. Yeah, see what I did there? Nice little plug.
I see what you did there.
Aerospace and the evolving technology in aerospace. I mean, we've got the Embraer Design Center now in Melbourne. I mean, there's just it's a really cool place. I mean, this has been like, not to mention that, you know, right here in Brevard County in the Florida Today offices was the birthplace of USA Today.
What? Yep, so. It was. Believe it. It's real. And you know, Silicon Valley is the place where things are happening, apparently. But, you know, half of this stuff would not be made possible without the technological advances that have been done right here in the good old 321. Those satellites are what make, you know, TV and internet real, our cell phones, all that crap. Like, depends on the technological advances that people made with space travel and space technology. So, yay, Brevard!
Well, and not to mention that, you know, Brevard is now, like with the whole push in the downtown Melbourne area to be like this technology incubator startup site.
Yeah.
I think it's a great place to host an innovation event.
Right. So it's going to be pretty cool. Come be inspired. Listen to the podcast. It really breaks it down and explains what the heck it is and where it is, how much, yada, yada, yada. So be sure to check that out.
Okay. So that's going to do it for this week on the Boiled Down Brevard podcast. Thanks for listening. And we will catch you next week. So, bye.
Okay, bye.